everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander, Ed producing and engineering to the show today, and we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show for Wednesday, February 11th, 2015, coming to you from Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, with live streaming for anywhere in the world listening at KVOI.com and BuckmasterShow.com. BuckmasterShow.com, the place for all of our podcasts and our audio archive as well. Our live line number is 790-2040 for your questions and comments for Dr. Andrew Weil, whose well-known face has graced the cover of Time magazine twice. He is a world-renowned leader and pioneer in the field of integrative medicine, a healing-oriented approach to healthcare which encompasses mind, body, and spirit. Dr. Weil is the founder and director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, which is based at the University of Arizona Health Sciences Center here in Tucson. He is also a clinical professor of medicine and professor of integrative medicine at the UA. Dr. Weil received both of his medical degrees, the undergraduate degree and his doctorate degree from Harvard University. More than 10 million copies of Dr. Weil's 13 books have been sold, including Spontaneous Healing, 8 Weeks to Optimum Health, Eating Well for Optimum Health, Healthy Kitchen, Healthy Aging, Why Our Health Matters, and Spontaneous Happiness. His newest book is titled True Food, which includes more than 125 easy, healthy, and original recipes. He is also a founder and co-owner of the growing group of True Food Kitchen Restaurants. Dr. Weil's the editorial director of drweil.com, which is the leading web resource for health living based on the philosophy of integrative medicine. Dr. Weil, on the live line, how are you, sir?
I am good. Good to be with you.
I think many of our listeners, Dr. Weil, want to hear how you weigh in on this controversy over the measles vaccine. Bottom line, is the measles vaccine worthwhile?
Absolutely, yes. Why? Measles can be a very serious disease, especially if you get it at an older age. There are complications that can be serious, even fatal, and the vaccine is highly effective.
And all this concern that folks have about that the vaccine has been linked to other illnesses, specifically autism, where did all that come about, Dr. Weil?
There was a report in a British medical journal some years ago by a physician who drew a correlation between measles vaccine and autism. I think that issue has been totally laid to rest. Now, in saying all these things, I don't believe that immunization is totally safe. I think there are benefits and risks, and they have to be weighed. But the benefits, to me, enormously outweigh the risks. And if we lived with these diseases that the vaccines prevent, I don't think we'd be hearing the kind of objections that have become so prevalent today.
790-2040, 790-2040 for questions and comments for Dr. Andrew Weil on the Buckmaster Show. Let's go to the live line. Caller Russ has a question for Dr. Weil. Go ahead, Russ.
Yes, Dr. Weil, two questions very, very fast. Yesterday I was at my doctor's and I got a pneumonia booster. I had the original pneumonia about 2 years ago and then the booster yesterday, and they said I'm set for life. Has there been any controversy about the pneumonia boosters or the pneumonia shots? It was very expensive. It was $170 just for the vaccine.
None that I know of. There are some physicians who believe that it's not necessary to get a booster. I frankly don't know the answer to that. I think the pneumonia vaccine itself is very effective and safe and a good idea for anyone who is getting older.
Well, thank you, doctor. Yeah, because I'm in my late 60s, and it's a concern. A lot of my friends that have had major illnesses and end up actually succumbing to the pneumonia. So,
yeah,
it's a good thing. Second question, real fast, is on the probiotics. Some like your supplements the same way. I've noticed some of the probiotics, when I looked it up online, some of the brands I've bought, really weren't the ingredients I thought it was. Do you have any comments on that? And I'll take the answer off the line.
I do. I think the value of probiotics is becoming more and more clear. Many experts in this area recommend that we include more fermented foods in our diet. As for probiotic supplements, they may not be as effective as the fermented foods. But if you're shopping for one, I'd look for one that contains Lactobacillus GG. That strain has been researched extensively and shown to survive passage through stomach acid and to colonize the intestinal tract.
Dr. Andrew Weil with us on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040, 790-2040. Let's go back to the live line. Greg is up next. Go ahead, Greg.
Yes?
Go ahead. You're with Dr. Weil.
Oh, good afternoon, Dr. Weil. I had a question. About an hour ago, there was a host that mentioned an article that somebody mentioned maybe a month ago that 80% of our ultimate outcome is based on genetics and has nothing to do with lifestyle, which struck me as odd because it seems like totally contrary to all the excitement over epigenetics in the last decade. And I was wondering what you had to say about that.
I think that's incorrect. You know, all that we observe in our life is an interaction between genes and environmental factors. I don't think we can ever say draw a line and say on this side is genetics and on this side is environmental factors. It's always a mix. But I will tell you that research is more and more showing that factors under our control can modify genetic expression. For example, the field of nutrigenomics is looking at ways that elements in foods can turn genes off or turn them on. I've even reviewed some studies from Japan showing that laughter can actually turn off some of the genes involved in the expression of type 2 diabetes. So I think there is terrific room for modification of genetic expression. We are all dealt a certain genetic hand, some good cards, some bad, but I think we have a lot of latitude in how we play them.
All right, Dr. Andrew Weil with us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Dr. Weil, a comment from you about those key findings from the New York State Herbal Supplements Study that, well-known, the New York Times looked at, there were four major retailers, GNC, Target, Walmart, and Walgreens. And as you know, and as the Times found out, the ingredients in many of those supplements were not as advertised.
That's true. In fact, there were no active ingredients in some that were tested. Now, the Herb Manufacturers Association and a group called the American Botanical Council have complained that the testing method may not have been accurate. So I don't know about that. There are questions about the tests used, but I think an overriding concern for consumers is, are we getting herbal supplements that are what they say they are, that are free of contaminants, that are safe and effective? And I have long argued that the FDA should create a whole new division to regulate natural therapeutic agents, not from the point of view of trying to thwart consumer access, but to ensure that consumers have access to products that are safe and effective, that contain what the label says they do.
I would agree with you 100%. This is trying to ignore this multi-billion-dollar industry is ridiculous, and we need to get proactive about these supplements, Dr. Weil.
Absolutely. Canada does a better job of regulating than we do. Germany does. I'd like to see better regulation in this area.
790-2040 is the live line number. Dr. Weil is with us, and Walter would like to go on the air. Go ahead, Walter. You're with Dr. Weil.
Fantastic. Thank you, Doctor, for what you do. I appreciate it. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism. They wanted to cut it out because blood tests showed that I had hyperthyroidism. I thought it was knee-jerk. I took a mini vacation, watched a lot of comedies, and came back, and they retested a few times, and I was completely normal. I have my thyroid. Everything's good now. My question is, do you think that's the case here in America, that there's a lot of quick knee-jerk reactions to go to the extreme in dealing with illnesses, cut it out, or, do other therapies or something? Or is it just what I'm thinking? Am I paranoid about that?
No, I think that's a fair attitude. And one of the principles of integrative medicine that I teach and practice is to use the least invasive, least expensive, least harm-producing methods possible in treating disease as demanded by the circumstances of illness. So you don't immediately jump to the most drastic intervention unless the condition is critical and drastic.
All right. We thank Walter for calling on the live line. We had a question coming in on Facebook about alcohol and antibiotics, Dr. Weil. Can you have a drink if you are on antibiotics?
I think you can. There may be specific interactions with some antibiotics, and generally that information will be in the information that you get when you pick up the prescription.
Dr. Andrew Weil with us on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040, 790-2040. Want to talk a little bit about the True Foods, the kitchens, True Food Kitchens, the restaurant group that you teamed up with, Mr. Fox, really began here in Tucson, but we don't have a True Food Kitchen here. Are we going to get one, Dr. Weil?
Eventually. It's a great embarrassment to me and disappointment that we don't have one yet, and all I can tell you is we will eventually have one here. Probably not this year, but soon.
And how are they doing? How many do you have across the country?
We have 10 now in Santa Monica, Newport Beach, San Diego, in California, Denver, Phoenix, Scottsdale, Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, and the most recent one opened in Fairfax, Virginia. This year we're going to open ones in Redondo Beach, California, and Austin, Texas, and then next year we'll open a bunch of them. So we'll quickly get up there.
Okay, another question has come in about omega-3s. Do you recommend omega-3s in a daily supplement for our listeners?
I do. I think the benefits of them are great, both on mental health and physical health. I recommend that people take 2 to 4 grams of omega-3s a day. That's what I do myself. For people that don't want to take fish, you can now get algae-derived supplements. I think it is a very good idea to include omega-3 supplementation.
All right, Dr. Weil, we'll stick around for another segment. We're going to take our first break of the Buckmaster Show. We will be right back with Dr. Weil. If you'd like to call in, 790-2040, 790-2040 for your questions and comments for Dr. Andrew Weil. This is the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice.
It's time again for the Pima Council on Aging's Ages and Stages Expo. Join us for this free event on Saturday, February 28th at the Casino del Sol Resort. There'll be exhibits, educational seminars, demonstrations, prizes, and live entertainment. Learn lots of new ways to enhance your life as you grow older. Ages and Stages is brought to you by CareMore, Jackson White Attorneys, Zounds Hearing, Cascades of Tucson, Desert Diamond Casino, and the Assistance League of Arizona. So, don't miss Ages and Stages on February 28th, because if aging isn't your issue now, it soon will be. Call 790-0405 or visit us online at pcoa.org. PCOA, the place to go for help when you don't know where to start.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Perfection Auto Works knows that no one wants auto repair for Valentine's Day. People say it's just not sexy. Well, I'm here to tell you that it is, because your wife doesn't just drive a Porsche or a Mercedes, she wears it. You had the good taste to buy her that car. Now, have the good taste to take it to a great shop. Perfection Auto Works, 323-8650.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Also, we are live streaming for anywhere, listening at KVOI.com and BuckmasterShow.com. Our live line number is 790-2040 for your questions and comments for Dr. Andrew Weil, who is with us the first half hour of the Buckmaster Show. Ingrid has been waiting patiently to speak with Dr. Weil. Go ahead, Ingrid.
Good afternoon, Doctor.
Hi.
Oh, just briefly here, GNC, Target, Walgreens, Walmart, yeah, they took a little hit there. I called up CVS and found out that they manufacture their stuff in New York, although the stuff comes, materials come from China, and that they have chemists on the premises doing quality control all the time. Now, the question to you is, what kind of evidence do you have to back up your claims about certain things? Do you have any kind of tests? What's the word I'm looking for? I had
evidence.
It when I was waiting.
Evidence.
Uh-huh.
Evidence. But thank you. But do you give placebos to people? What kind of experiments have you done?
Okay, let's
back up your.
Okay, thank you, Ingrid. Go ahead, Dr. Weil.
Okay, I am not a researcher. I'm a clinician and a teacher. But the information that I teach and put out is backed up by published scientific evidence. And at the Center for Integrative Medicine, we teach all of the physicians who come through our trainings to make recommendations that are based on published scientific evidence. So we are an evidence-based system. And I go over all the published research very carefully, and if that changes, I change my recommendations.
Dr. Andrew Weil with us on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040 for your questions and comments. There is a health story that is breaking at this hour, Dr. Weil, and I don't know if you have heard about it, but the headline in the Washington Post is that U.S. government is poised to withdraw guidelines on cholesterol. This apparently is being based on a government committee, the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, which in effect is saying that we do not have to fear cholesterol as much, I guess, as we have. So that's just breaking.
I have not seen that. I will, yeah. As soon as I hang up, I will go read it. I will tell you that it's been known for a very long time that half of the people who have first heart attacks have normal serum cholesterol. So cholesterol itself is not the only factor that we need to worry about in heart health. And one of the things that I worry about is that there's has been such enthusiasm in the medical community for statin drugs, which are very effective at lowering LDL cholesterol, the bad kind, that many doctors feel that they have discharged their responsibility when they put a patient on a statin drug and never bother to give patients advice about diet, about exercise, about mental factors that influence heart health, and all of the other influences in the complexity of factors that determine our cardiovascular health. So a few years ago, we were very shocked to hear that saturated fat is not the concern that we thought it was. I'll go and read this. I mean, this will be very interesting. I think we have had much too much focus on cholesterol levels and not on the total picture of cardiovascular health.
And some cardiologists, Dr. Weil, as you're well aware, really are on this, probably many cardiologists are on this statin bandwagon and saying pretty much everybody needs to be on a statin, but I think that's a big problem.
I do, too. I've heard cardiologists say that they think statins should be put in the water supply. And really, I've heard that more than once. And, you know, as I said, statins are very effective at lowering LDL cholesterol, but that's only one factor that influences heart attack risk. And I think we've been obsessed with that.
And this is Heart Month, February, and I know on your website, Ask Dr. Weil, you talk about a healthy heart. What are, if you had to list three things to prevent heart disease, what would you say, Dr. Andrew Weil?
Eating a healthy diet, and I would recommend that people look up the information on my website about the anti-inflammatory diet, which I think is the best overall approach. Second, regular physical activity. That doesn't mean throughout life, that doesn't mean that you need to run marathons or work out in gyms. It means that you want to move your body every day and get your heart rate and the breathing up. And third, I would say learning and practicing some method of neutralizing the harmful effects of stress. My personal favorite is simple breath work because it's inexpensive and very time effective.
I try to do what you taught me several years ago, Dr. Weil, about the breaths. It's very simple. You want to quickly remind our listeners about it, please.
Sure. I teach what I call the 4-7-8 breath, the relaxing breath. It's breathing in through the nose quietly to a count of four, holding the breath to a count of seven, and breathing out through the blowing air out through the mouth to a count of eight. You do that for four breaths. You have to do it at least twice a day, and whenever you're feeling anxious, and you'll find detailed instructions about that on drweil.com.
All right, we go back to the live line. Let's see if we can work these calls in our remaining 3 minutes. Diane is up next. Go ahead, Diane.
Yes, the GMOs. I've read the pros and the cons. I am for them because of what they say they're going to do to a poor country. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, you know, this is a very complicated issue, and it's one in which people say that the public and scientists are on opposite sides, which most scientists saying that we don't have to be afraid of GMOs and public
right.
suspicion being very high. My feeling is that we may not be able to foresee the downstream consequences of making these changes. And at the very least, we should be informed as to whether what we're buying is genetically modified or not. And it is very depressing to me that that companies like Monsanto have been so effectively able to get voters in states like California and Washington to vote against labeling of GMOs, uh-huh. making them think that somehow this is going to threaten jobs in their states.
Okay, thank you, Diane. Let's go now to Judith. Go ahead, Judith.
Hi, hey, Dr. Weil. We appreciate you here in Tucson.
Thank you.
Not only for so well representing us, but for our country as well on a worldwide status. And you took a bold stand years ago against the establishment. And it's proven correct. You're proven correct daily. And thank you for
your
expertise and so sharing your knowledge with such a kind heart. We appreciate you.
Well, very nice, Dr. Weil. A nice comment there from Judith. A lot of people very much do appreciate your work, and you could choose really to live anywhere in the world, Dr. Weil, but you have chosen to live in Tucson. Perhaps you could explain why you like it here so much.
My car broke down here more than 40 years ago.
I know.
And it took 6 weeks to get fixed. It was February of a warm, wet winter. The desert was in full bloom. I fell in love with the natural environment, met people that I liked, and I never left. And it's been a very good place for me to be.
Well, we can thank, I guess, your car for breaking down. Dr. Andrew Weil, thank you so much. Ask Dr. Weil is probably, you highlight a different question every day, and folks can get that sent to their Facebook page as well, can't they?
Yes, so there's a great deal of information out there.
Dr. Andrew Weil, thank you very much for being with us on The Buckmaster Show. Thanks.
You're very welcome.
All right. Andrew Weil with us on Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Thank you for everyone who called in. Just we kind of ran out of time there, as we always do with Dr. Weil, a very popular guest when we have him on our show. We try to get him on at least every 6 months or so. All right, we're going to take our mid-break here of the Buckmaster Show on this midweek edition. We'll be right back. Talk to a very well-known sci-fi author. That's next.
Hi, wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine. Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us. How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell, and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
Did you know that Goodwill of Southern Arizona spends 90 cents of every dollar supporting 5 youth programs, 5 adult programs, and over 500 full-time jobs? When you donate and shop with Goodwill, you strengthen our community by empowering children, adults, and people with barriers to employment. Friendly employees are ready to assist you with your donations at over 40 locations across Southern Arizona. Drop-off locations and more information are available at GoodwillSouthernAZ.org.
Please join the UA College of Science, which celebrates the premiere of its 10th free public lecture series starting Monday, January 26th. This year's 7 lecture series topic is Life in the Universe, which explores our universe of molecular, biological, and cosmic scale to ask, what is life and how do we recognize it? Each program starts at 7 p.m. More information at cos.arizona.edu.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition. You know, there is so much to do in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Just 3 hours east of Tucson, hike along the Continental Divide Trail, go birding along the Gila River. This is a great time of year for all the birders along the Gila. Just check out the world-class collection of Mimbres pottery at Western New Mexico University in downtown Historic City. Again, just 3 hours east of Tucson. They've got some great places to dine as well in Silver City and to stay. And you can find out the full listing of things to do and places to stay like Bear Creek Cabins and Little Toad Creek Inn. You can find out all about it at southwestnewmexico.org. John Krogelski is a Tucson-based author who is building a large fan base of devoted readers around the world. Readers eagerly devour his sci-fi books, including The Harvest, a suspenseful epic centered around a mysterious stranger who claims to be the creator. Readers applauded the release of his book Time Cursor, a paradoxical time travel yarn. Then there is The Aegis Solution, a story of intrigue and betrayal, followed by Mutatis Procedure Part 1, which is a psychological thriller delving into the realms of mind control, ancient aliens, and
Illuminati
conspiracies. The latest book is The Mutatis Nullification, which is the conclusion to The Mutatis Procedure. John, how are you?
I am excellent today. How are you, sir?
Doing very well, and sorry I butchered your name, and it is Krogelski.
Perfect.
There you go. Where do you get your ideas for all of these books?
You know,
people would say off-the-wall crazy ideas.
I really get them from observing. You know, I like the latest book, Mutatis Nullification. We get into the vaccinations that Dr. Wyo and you were talking about. We get into government conspiracies, and we get into some of the more esoteric things that are covered a lot on like Ancient Aliens and programs like that. But try to tie them together in a way that has not occurred to people, that take them in some different directions and bring together these disparate topics into a plot or into a story that all makes sense.
People love your work. Once they read your books, they really get into them. It's almost, I don't want to say cult following, but let's just say you have a very enthusiastic following of fans.
I do.
Really, yes. All over the world.
I do. And, they get pretty intense sometimes.
Yeah, with the internet and Facebook, people are able to find out about you and what you do. Tucson is your base, but you do meet people from really all over, don't you?
I do, yes. I do a lot of traveling, do book signings all over, and as well as the distribution that we have all over the world. And being active on social media gives me an opportunity to chat on a daily basis with readers in England or Ireland or Japan or just all over.
John, did you at one time think maybe you would go into nonfiction work, or was it always fiction was your first choice?
Fiction, to me, is you know, the old dialogue between Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley was the difference between fiction and nonfiction is fiction has to be good. The and no country has ever had a book burning to get rid of nonfiction books. It's fiction books that actually affect people, change their minds, expose them to an idea or a concept that hasn't occurred to them before. And so fiction, to me, has always been the real arena for literature.
Who were some of the authors that you read as a younger person that perhaps influenced you to go in the particular direction you have?
There's a lot of them. Robert Heinlein or Ursula Le Guin are two of the sci-fi ones that really affected me. But I, you know, from the time I was about 12 or 13 years old, I averaged about 5 books a week.
Really?
Yeah, so I've read probably well over 1,000 books in my life.
And the characters, your characterization, how do you develop your characters? Are they usually composites of people you know?
Time Cursor is made up totally of people that I know. I did that on purpose. The rest of my books, yeah, I borrow a little bit here and there from people that I meet, people at signings, people that I've dealt with in my life. But the characters that really develop, the characters from the feedback that I get that become intense for the readers, become that way for me, to the point where, I hate to admit this, but to the point where they are talking to me as I'm writing the book. As I'm laying in bed at night falling asleep, they're lobbying me for a bigger part in the book or trying to trying to persuade me to take their character in a different direction. They become very, very real to me. And this has been more pronounced because we've done the two Mutatuses back to back. You know, I've been involved in those characters for almost 3 years now. And they've become like family.
Mutatus, do you need to read the Mutatus number one, the Mutatus procedure, before you read the current book? Or
I would recommend it. Yeah. It is standalone. Both of them are standalone to a degree, but there are some references, a lot of references in Nullification that if you read it first would really kind of ruin the fun of reading the first one.
And you have really made this into a self-publishing industry, haven't you? You published this book yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm Starsis Publishing. Is essentially my company.
Uh-huh.
It's not strictly self-publishing, but again, that's a whole different long topic. Yeah.
And Starsis Publishing is located on Alvernon. Folks probably have driven by there. It's right there at Alvernon and 5th, right?
5th, yes.
Yeah, 526 North Alvernon. And you're going to have quite an event coming up this Saturday on Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. Starting at noon, we're going to have a kickoff party for the new book and book signings. I'm going to do a couple of readings, probably at like 2 and 4 o'clock. We're going to have a lot of fun. And the turnout, I was telling you before we went on the air, I've been getting emails and messages on Facebook from people who are flying in, driving in from surprisingly long distances away, just to come to the event.
John Krakowski is with us on the Buckmaster Show, and we're talking about his stable of books. Really began with The Harvest, right?
It did.
How many years ago was that?
The Harvest was I actually wrote The Harvest in 2007. But it was published in 2010, mm-hmm. And of all of my books, that is one which has really gotten some very intense followers. People who send me feedback telling me that it's had a tremendous effect on them. It's a book they can't forget. I've had people tell me they've read it 7, 8, 9 times.
Oh,
I believe you've read that one, haven't you?
Yes, I have. The Harvest, very good book. How do you now, this puts to bed the Mutatus. There'll be two of them.
Yes.
No part three.
No part three.
Have you thought about kind of a serialization of some of these beyond just kind of one sequel?
I have not. I've never been a big fan of serials, only because as a reader, I can kind of spot when the authors are working very hard to stretch the book out to make it a series, when they could wrap it up in one book or two books. You know, on the other hand, again, you get so attached to the characters like I have in the Mutatus one that I can understand it. I can see why they're popular, and I can see why some authors enjoy doing it.
Give me the elevator pitch on this book for folks that give me kind of the hook
for the
Mutatus Nullification.
It starts out mysteriously. It starts out with a very famous author, kind of a Dan Brown, Brad Meltzer rolled into one, who has made a career out of debunking things like the Illuminati conspiracies, government cover-ups, ancient aliens, and he's a famous skeptic. And one day he becomes exposed to some information that he can't debunk, he can't refute, and he decides he's going to go public with it. With his history as a skeptic, he's going to have a lot of credibility with the public. But before he can go public, before he can release the information, he starts noticing small changes in his own mind. Little things that make him worried that he's losing control. He goes to doctors, they can't find anything wrong. But the episodes escalate to the point where he's suddenly just a helpless prisoner inside of his own head, and someone or something else has taken him over.
Oh, okay. How is that for a hook? The Mutatis Nullification, John Krakowski is going to be signing books at noon to 5, right?
Noon to 6, yeah.
Noon to 6 this Saturday, 526 North Alvernon, and should be a big crowd and a good time. Come out for Valentine's Day to do a little sci-fi-ing. John, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, we'll be right back, 1245 on The Buckmaster Show.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control is announcing they now have pigeon services with a pigeon poem. Pigeons procreate prodigiously, producing up to 8 progeny per year. Perching precariously, they plaster half their weight in poop per day. Poop collects, creating a problem with parasites and pestilence. Employ Five Star Pest Control's pigeon trapping and exclusion program, and you'll be pleased. Whew, getting through that was way harder than you might think. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
We know what bugs you.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amori on the web at veroamori.com.
This is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. The Tucson Festival of Books is a celebrated event everyone looks forward to, and Arizona Party Rental is glad to be a part of it. Now here's someone with some exciting news.
This is Brenda Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. This year is a benefit for literacy concert featuring a unique group of well-known authors called the Rock Bottom Remainders. Band members include Scott Turow, Dave Berry, Sam Berry, Mitch Albin, Amy Tan, Ridley Pearson, Greg Isles, and Alan Swibel. The concert will be Friday, March 13th at 8 p.m. at the U of A Student Union Ballroom. Tickets are available at TucsonFestivalOfBooks.org.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brenda.
Hi, this is Dave Barry with the Rock Bottom Remainders. We'll be in Tucson playing at the Tucson Festival of Books. How good a band are we?
Hey, Dave, let me take it from here. Don't miss author supergroup the Rock Bottom Remainders at this year's Tucson Festival of Books. For tickets, go to TucsonFestivalOfBooks.org.
We're that good.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Thursday, we'll talk about the future of TUSD on our monthly showdown with Sean McCluskey and David Morales. Also, Sandra Yancey, CEO of eWomen Network, joins us. Buckmaster each weekday, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and always on buckmastershow.com for anywhere in the world, live streaming of our program, podcasts, and audio archive. $12.50 now on the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition. This Saturday is a big day for folks who love Arizona and Tucson history. It's the annual Fort Lowell Day celebration taking place on this Valentine's Day, which is appropriate because, after all, Valentine's Day is Arizona Statehood Day as well, and it's all going to be happening at Fort Lowell Historic District. And joining us on the Buckmaster Show is the Buckmaster Show resident historian Ken Scoville. Ken is one of a couple of dozen regular contributors to our program, and we thank him and the others for that. Ken, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Hi, Bill.
It's going to be a fun day. A lot of events. When do things get going over there Saturday?
Well, really formally at noon, and this year there's a very special event. It's the centennial celebration for La Capalita, and this is really about Fort Lowell when the Mexican families were moving in as farmers. They started a very tiny little chapel, only big enough for the missionary, for the priest to come in, and that was established in 1915, and then later on when they built two larger churches, that was sort of abandoned, and then in 1996, they rebuilt it, and now they're celebrating the centennial, really the formalization of Catholicism in the area.
This was a little chapel, I guess.
Yes.
Huh?
The reconstruction's still there, and there's barely enough space for just the priest to come in and have a little altar.
Then they've got some vintage baseball games planned. I guess baseball was a pretty big deal over at Fort Lowell.
People don't realize that all the military outposts actually had their own baseball teams.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had their own baseball teams.
And they'd play like townspeople.
Right, and other forts.
And other school.
Forts. Yep. Yeah. People actually had a life at the fort. We sort of forget that. They weren't always just chasing Apaches. They had a life.
Other activities, there's going to be a concert band, some drills going on, and visiting the historic sites, as well as food and music. So really kind of afternoon is when we're
right, time 12, frame. 12 to 4. You'd want to be there probably at noon to get in all the sites, really get a sense, listen to the concert, get an idea of what was Tucson like 120 years ago or so. You'd want to spend the afternoon.
Ken Scoville, in many ways, the story of the Fort Lowell area mirrors kind of the development of the city of Tucson, doesn't it?
Right. And I always like to take this perspective as the past is part of our present in Tucson, and the Fort Lowell is just sort of a microcosm of what's happened in Tucson and even the state of Arizona. And one part of that is really the arrival of the train into Tucson in March of 1880. And there's going to be a celebration next month about it. But the fort itself, when the railroad came in, would see changes and improvements in the fort facility. But ironically, the arrival of the railroad would start to accelerate the process of the end of Fort Lowell.
Fort Lowell was out of town for Tucson, the city of the town of Tucson, the pueblo of Tucson. It was kind of out in the country.
Well, it sort of evolved, and you have to realize, and one of the things to think about is that Tucson is always dependent on a military presence, that we started off as a presidio of the fort, and this was just for survival. And then when this was part of Mexico, the fort walls were still used. And then later on in the 1860s, we actually sided with the Confederacy for a short period of time. And Lincoln actually sent troops out here, and that's when the troops got installed downtown. So they were actually based downtown, which is today Armory Park.
So, in effect, we've had several flags flying over Tucson, haven't we?
Oh, about five or six different flags.
When you think of the Spanish flag and then the flag of the
Mexico
and early United States flag.
Tohono O'odham.
And then there was the flag of the Confederacy.
Yes, yes.
So why did the Confederacy, why did the troops, whatever troops were here, they kind of moved out pretty quickly,
well,
right?
Well, they were based here from probably about 1862, 63 to 1873. And they were actually in tents. And they had to build ramadas over the tents so they could survive a summer in Tucson. There were a few permanent buildings. But then they sort of got, like a lot of military installations, started shooting up the town. And they said, we still need you to protect us, and we like your money, but why don't you move a little farther out? So in 1873, they move out.
But as far as the Confederate troops, they were just here a short time.
Probably a month. The Union soldiers they kicked their butts, and then they went out to Picacho, and they had a battle out there, but that was it. Everybody left.
So in many ways, when folks knew that that Fort Lowell's days were numbered, you know, as we approach the 1890-1891, there was probably as much concern in Tucson about Fort Lowell closing as many people worry about the downsizing now of Davis Mountain.
Absolutely. And if you want to think of the implications about this, that there were concerns from the business community, and even today we constantly see things in the Star about this one. In 1891, it becomes a reality, and this the events that bring this about is the arrival of the railroad in 1880, and we have a whole new group of people coming in here and wanting to change the way architecture looks, fashion, and development. But they really wanted Tucson to be civilized, and that meant the ending the Apache Wars and the capture of Geronimo, which happened in 1886. Now think about the series of events. 1880, the railroad arrives. 1885, the University of Arizona is established. 1886, Geronimo is not really captured. He surrendered. How would you ever catch the wind? As I love that comment about that. And then in 1887, we have a celebration about it. And then everybody thought for a second, well, gosh, the Apaches are gone. They don't need the fort anymore. So, and they lobbied, they wrote articles, they wrote back to Washington, D.C., but the fort ended closing in 1891.
So this base closing and relocation known as BRAC, there is a precedent certainly for this, that the military planners were looking out west as the Indian Wars died down and ended in effect, and they figured, why do we need all of these, in many cases, remote military
That's
bases?
That's it. They all closed.
Yeah.
And when it closed, all the things at Fort Lowell were auctioned off, windows, doors, picket fences, anything that could be sold. The buildings were stripped. They even cut down the cottonwood trees for firewood, abandoned the buildings to just melt away in the desert, and it became part of the public domain again.
Ken Schofield, what is remaining at Fort Lowell that is basically the way it was, is authentic?
Well, you have to realize we have quite a few buildings still remaining. They've been adapted for different uses over the decades, but the commissary building, which was extremely important, which is at the corner of Fort Lowell and Craycroft, where all the food supplies in, because Fort Lowell was really sort of a staging station. We did have some soldiers going out, but it was an operation to bring supplies to everywhere else. And then there's the Traders Post building farther down the street that's now a beautiful residence. There are three existing officers' quarters that have been recently restored. If you've driven by, you see sort of these roof outlinings and all of this, but those were amazing saves in 1873. One is completely restored. Two are sort of in ruins but protected. A ruin of the post hospital still exists. Some of the other corral buildings and things. So there's a fair amount left.
And, you know, you mentioned the railroad coming to town, and we'll try to get you on before this event. It is March 21st. At 10 a.m., it celebrates the arrival of the Southern Pacific Railroad in Tucson, one of kind of the seminal moments, certainly.
Oh, if this one, and I'll mention this week, but the other great thing about this, with all the excitement of the railroad coming into town, we have no photographs. They forgot to take a picture.
Really?
We have no picture. Everybody's looked and looked. There is no picture of the most important event in Tucson in the 19th century. We have no photographs.
Who was on the train? There must have been.
This was the dignitary train with from Southern Pacific Railroad and all the
bigwigs were there.
All the bigwigs there. And of course, they came in early, and the mayor's tucking his shirt in, and he's running down the street. Oh, it's a great story.
But still, no official photograph, no picture. That's really amazing. One of our biggest days ever. Ken Scoville, again, the Fort Lowell Day celebration this Saturday.
This Saturday, make sure you go if you get a sense of what Tucson was like in the 19th century.
Things will get underway over at Fort Lowell at noon and all sorts of activities for the entire family. Ken, thanks a lot. And again, we'll try to see you next month before the 135th anniversary of the railroad coming to Tucson. Big deal. Ken Scoville with us, one of our contributors on the Buckmaster Show. A big shout out to one of our sponsors. Thank you, Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works. They can take care of all of your foreign and domestic car needs. They do a great job over there, Mike and his team of really top-notch mechanics, convenient Midtown location. They're a block south of Speedway on North Beverly. But also go to the website, perfectionautoworks.com. This afternoon, it's 4 Tucson at 4. The host is Mike Shaw. The producer is Ray Allen. Tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, the Daily Double from 8 to 9. Ed Alexander will be with you for that show, and Ed will be back at 12:04 with me, Bill Buckmaster. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.